As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Robot President. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
In 2017, a year into his first term, Disney's Hall of Presidents at Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando revealed a new animatronic. Donald Trump. Now, I probably don't have to tell you that Trump is a controversial historical figure for many reasons. But the animatronic, a life-size specimen of robotics that spoke, reacted, and engaged with a Disney-going audience, had its own air of strangeness and notoriety, physically inaccurate and somewhat disfigured, called, quote, horrifying and nightmare fuel by its critics. It's not that the United States was freaked out by another bizarro Trump in their midst, but because word on the street was that this animatronic was supposed to look like Hillary Clinton and was hastily refashioned to mimic the features of the president-elect Donald Trump. Today, another strange tale from the halls of Disney, the Trump-Clinton animatronic conspiracy. In 1957, as Disneyland gained traction as a popular theme park, Walt Disney proposed an expansion of the park's Main Street, USA, called Liberty Street, a wholesome yet vibey representation of colonial Boston on the eve of the American Revolution. Liberty Street area would have two attractions: the Hall of the Declaration of Independence, a stage show featuring a recreation of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and the Hall of the Presidents of the United States, an immersive film presentation with representations of every U.S. president. The Liberty Street concept was eventually abandoned, but not the Hall of Presidents. Ambitious as ever, Disney knew he needed investors to make this specific dream with his theme park a reality, and had Imagineers work on a mock-up figure of one president, Disney's favorite president, Abraham Lincoln, for proof of concept. The Lincoln figure's face was created by Disney animator turned sculptor Blaine Gibson, using a copy of a life mask of Lincoln made in Chicago in 1860. Fake Mr. Lincoln would also be very useful in preparation to court companies for money at the 1964 World's Fair, a huge arena for investment opportunities. While Mr. Lincoln didn't attract investors before the World's Fair, just confusion, at the fair itself, the show opened as Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln and was among the most popular attractions. Disney eventually got his money, and a version of Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln opened at Disneyland in July of 1965. When Walt Disney died on December 15, 1966, plans kept moving ahead for the Walt Disney World Resort near Orlando, Florida, where Imagineers revisited designs for Liberty Street, which became Liberty Square. Imagineers also wanted this new park to have its own Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, but bigger and better than the original park in Anaheim. After all, outdoing himself was truly the Disney way. Researchers visited Washington, D.C. and Colonial Williamsburg for more material, conceiving of audio animatronic figures of the presidents costumed to make them appear as authentic as possible, down to the stitch of each article of clothing and the handmade wigs detailed and cut for accuracy. The figures were placed on the stage based on their stature. Because of his relatively small height, James Madison was seated. The Hall of Presidents opened with the Magic Kingdom on October 1, 1971, and people loved it. It was educational, entertaining, and incredibly technologically impressive. Not quite what Disney does today, but more tied to the original Americana-fueled concept of the park. As new presidents were inaugurated over the years, new figures were added to the Hall of Presidents. These animatronics, of course, took an extremely long time to build, sculpt, and outfit, so the Imagineers responsible liked plenty of leeway and as few electoral surprises as possible. Which brings us to 2016, and where the conspiracy theory around the Hall of Presidents begins. According to polling at this time, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton was favored to win the presidency. As we know, she did not. So, as the conspiracy theory goes, the newest Hall of Presidents animatronic, which was being constructed for the occasion of a Hillary Clinton presidency, had to be changed extremely quickly to resemble Donald Trump. Said Reply All podcaster Alex Goldman on the subject, quote, "The conspiracy theory I believe with all my heart is that Disney made a Hillary animatronic for the Hall of Presidents, fully expecting her to win, and then hastily modified it to look like Trump when she lost," he explained in a now-deleted tweet. He continued, "There's something about the hubris of a huge corporation like Disney feeling certain that Hillary is going to win the election, that they probably spent tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, on a very expensive piece of technology, and then were sort of caught with their pants down. I always find that sort of like backroom intrigue very fascinating." According to posts on Reddit and Twitter, conspiracy theorists mainly point out the somewhat feminized features of the animatronic, including fake Donald Trump's smaller, rounder head and wider eyes. It looks, in my professional opinion, really insane. It's a really bad rendition of Donald Trump, and Reddit agrees. Said commenters on a picture of the animatronic, quote, "That looks like every single person involved in its design and implementation at every step of the way looked at their work and said, good enough." Quote, "Looks like they had an extra Jimmy Carter laying around and just punched it in the face a few times," said another. Quote, "Trump with a bit of TV evangelist and a touch of fat Elvis." Another comment read, quote, "Looks like the love child of George Wallace and Pat Robertson," still another pointed out. And these comments are perhaps some of the kinder ones. In 2021, the animatronic was refined to look less insane. It kind of got a facelift and reshaping, and it does, in fact, look a little bit more like Donald Trump. But of course, I know what you're wondering. Is this conspiracy true? Is it real? Well, we'll tell you after this break.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Hello, hello
you,
out there.
How you doing?
How's it going?
Well, we're checking in.
Mm-hmm.
Like it or not, here we come. Yeah, it sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we want to say hello to anyone who's listening, supporting, spreading the good word of Ghost Town. Thank you so much. We do appreciate it.
We do. We absolutely do.
Especially our government.
Ours.
Mine and yours. And we got to kick it off loving the mayors.
Mm-hmm.
Loving the mayors. They were in a Hall of Presidents of their own. Did you know that?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What a coincidence, right?
That really makes a lot of sense, actually, now
yeah.
that I think about it.
Mm-hmm. Different kind of presidents, though.
Hmm.
Yeah, not the presidents you're thinking of.
Not the actual presidents of the United States? Just different.
We're talking about presidents of corporations.
Oh, the more important presidents. I understand, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. They were involved with animatronics of presidents of corporations because we've got
great. I mean, they have the money. Okay. Yeah.
This mayor was in charge of making an animatronic of the president of HBO Max, the original.
Yeah. Huh.
When it was HBO Max the first time.
Mm-hmm. Like 90s.
Yeah. Like OG. Uh-huh. Well, Max, when did Max come out?
Max, I thought it was like, yeah, like the 90s, I think.
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh.
Don't quote me on
I
that,
won't.
Though. Don't you
I
dare.
I won't. And I'm too lazy to fact check it. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody else is listening.
Two computers right in front of us?
Yep.
No, thanks.
Nope. Well, thanks for shining a light on the original HBO Max, Ashley Mattson.
Hello.
This mayor was in charge of making an animatronic president of MySpace.
Hmm.
Not the inventor, not the creator, not the president. There was mm-hmm. a president involved.
President of MySpace.
And they were like, do I get to be in the top eight for doing this? They're like, no. You Mm-mm. want to be in the top eight? Good luck.
Yeah, you have to work for yeah. it.
Now I don't even know eight people. I don't think, never mind putting people in the top eight. That's Kat Jozelle.
Hello.
This mayor was in charge of making the president of, wasn't very popular, Dunkin'. It's like, we know it as Dunkin' Donuts. Mm-hmm. Just because you put Dunkin', they're going to be like, oh, wow, do they serve T-bone steaks there? Hmm. You're mostly there for donuts and coffee. Yeah. Let's not pretend. Nobody cares about the flatbread. It's all fine.
No, also, like, that's not far from a donut. Yeah. A refresher isn't far from a
drink.
Coffee. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
So why Elina was, and nobody was down for the president of Dunkin'. Get out of here. Well, that's Kelly Meehan.
Hello.
And Dunkin' Donuts used to be like more of like an East Coast thing, and then came out here, and then no one cared.
Yeah.
It was like, fine.
No, it's like, now they're everywhere. It's not special anymore. No. Don't bring in Ben Affleck and tell me it's special. I'm sorry.
Don't lie to us. Mm-mm. Or keep lying to us, I guess. This next mayor was in charge of making an animatronic of the president of Surge, the drink.
Nice.
You want to get a Surge?
You don't anymore. That's why.
You don't,
That's why there's this animatronic president.
Yeah.
Harkening back.
He's just kind of like... You know, the president's just kind of like kicking back, like, get wild. Yeah. I'm on cocaine.
I mean, the recipe's already made. Yeah. What else do you need me for?
Well, thanks for the surge. Thanks to Marissa Rothermel.
Hello.
This mayor was in charge of making the president of Wow potato chips with Olestra.
Oh,
Olestra
God.
Brand. Oof. Olestra. Uh-huh. You want to lie to yourself and think you can eat a whole bag of chips and not gain weight?
There you go.
And watch your stomach go absolutely insane.
Yeah. You're gonna not like what you feel. Whatever joy you get from the chip, wait for it.
They didn't taste bad.
No, but they didn't taste good.
No. But you're like, well, I'm eating a whole bag of something I don't like instead of like a small version of something I do like.
Yeah. And then the rest of your day is just ruined.
And now there's Ozempic, who cares? Well, thanks for that, Chris Hernandez.
Hello.
And our... Governor. Governor. I don't know what to say. Where do you think the actual presidents came from?
Mm-hmm. Who engineered?
Now she's onto us.
Who engineers? Who masterminds all of these robot presidents?
Yeah. Where do you think it all started from?
Uh-huh.
It started from the lineage. From the lineage. This, the original Bohemian Grove.
Oh,
remember that quote, this classic
big old factory models.
Yes. All the, you hear about the Rothschilds.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, all Vanderbilt,
that. Yeah, forget.
The
blah, 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 blah. Where, who came before that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who started that?
Don't say God.
Who invented God on the seventh day? Who invented God?
Think back. Think critically.
Well, that would be our governor, Avian Noble. If you want no ads, no chit-chat, bonus episode, 7 days free, head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod. And I want to mention I was on a podcast called the... funniest people you've never heard of.
Yes. Friends of the pod.
Friends of the pod. There's a video component. There's an audio component. But I talk a lot about Ghost Town. What's interesting is we've been doing this for a long time, but we never like, we don't really do any interviews. I feel like we've gotten some emails.
No press, we say. We say no press.
Yeah. And it's weird to talk about something when you're not used to talking about it in a way to like, how do you summarize what this is and what are some of the key things?
Mm-hmm.
So I talk a little bit about that in there. So I'll put a link in the description if you want to check that out and kind of hear how I try to like be like, oh, yeah, what? And I also try to, you know, talk about like, what is your career? Like, what is your
stand
hey,
up?
Summarize your life for better or for worse. And sometimes you're like, is that it?
Is
that it?
Oh.
But,
they're great.
The video looks great.
Yeah. Todd Fields is producer and a longtime friend of ours, supporter of ours. They do very great work, and their podcast is very funny.
Peter Murphy, another comedian, and I've known for a while, and I was happy to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out if you want to hear me talk about Ghost Town and be like, does this guy even know?
I already listened to this shit.
Yeah.
Can I think of anything else to listen to?
When I talk, I almost talk about it as if kind of like I'm not involved in it. Like I'm talking about it, trying to and as an outsider. So that's interesting.
Hmm.
But you know what we don't talk about enough? You know what we don't talk enough about?
What?
Presidents. Let's get back to it.
Reporting on his Substack back in 2023, Reply All's Alex Goldman said, yes, that the conspiracy was true. That he had gotten in contact with someone claiming to be a former Imagineer who confirmed that the Donald Trump animatronic was actually supposed to be Hillary Clinton. Quote, Everyone was positive that Hillary was going to win so much that they created her animatronic. Then they got caught with their pants down when Trump won. The alleged Imagineer, who did not want their identity known, told Goldman on his Substack. It can take months, if not years, to design a new animatronic. I remember seeing the facial designs for the Hillary animatronic at least 6 months before the election, and an intern asked the 3D artist what would happen if Trump won, and he laughed and just said, "Then we're screwed." While this employee said they knew about the decision to build Hillary early, they can't confirm what was saved and what was cast away. Quote, "My guess is that they probably originally tried to salvage the animatronic by keeping Hillary's skull and putting Trump's skin over the top of it," they guessed. To back up their assertions, however, the anonymous Imagineer also told Goldman that an Ellen DeGeneres animatronic used in a 90s attraction at Epcot, known as Ellen's Energy Adventure, another weird concept, was later repurposed for other park attractions. Now, after his Substack went out, he got some criticism because Goldman clarified that the person he spoke to may have not been who they said that they were, despite the journalist and podcaster going to great lengths to check the Imagineer's identity online, including verifying their name and social media presence. Again, I don't know what that discrepancy is, how they may not be who could be in charge of this area of Disney or not. He did some vetting, but again, I don't know where that conclusion comes from. Now, after this clarification, Goldman said that he'd been contacted by people who say that they did not believe the story from his Substack adds up. One person, Goldman said, claimed that the Imagineer who came forward with this information referred to the name of the Ellen DeGeneres attraction in a way that other Imagineers would not. Another said that if Disney were to have created a Clinton robot, they would have had the former Secretary of State sit in for a 3D scan of her face, and those would have leaked by now, those scans. Although there isn't reliable information available whether or not the presidents go through such a process, he said. Quote, "I don't know if it's going to go much further, but oh man, wouldn't it be wonderful for someone to go like, oh, and by the way, we repurposed Hillary's head and now it's a part of one of my Star Wars rides, or it's a part of the Pirates of the Caribbean or something. I would love for that stuff to come out," he said. "I don't imagine that there's much more that people are willing to tell, but who knows?" Quote, "If you look at the image, it touches something really primal. It's like very uncomfortable to look at. It just looks wrong in a way that doesn't make any sense to my brain," Goldman told Insider in a later interview. But then, of course, once someone says, "Oh, it's because it's actually Hillary," it resolves right away. Officially, according to Snopes and all my research, this conspiracy theory is still unsubstantiated and still lives its little robotic life in Disney World's Hall of Presidents. I have not seen this for myself. I've been to the one in Anaheim many times, but I've not seen the one in Orlando. But if you happen to go there, well, let us know how fake Trump is looking these days. Like his gorgeous self, or with a bit more, how can I say this, Pantsuit Nation vibes?